Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. HOTRAWKS.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
With the news cycle seemingly dominated by shooting after shooting after shooting, and the words domestic terrorism cropping up on news screens everywhere.
Wait a minute. You need a Fox News alert.
Do we have a Fox News alert for
Fox News alert. Ready?
Yes, go ahead. Try again. With the news dominated by the words domestic terrorism, one might question the reason that that word is being used, or those words are being used. Could it be to manipulate you into supporting the droning of America? The perception that all Americans are just one snap away from becoming domestic terrorists? Or could it be that we're overlooking the most vicious, heinous, Nazi war criminals in modern context that are the true domestic terrorists. The oncologists, the medical doctors licensed by the government, representing the IG Farben demon spawn to throw chemical toxins so dangerous that they would kill a healthy person into children here in America. I ask you, who are the real domestic terrorists as the media, the news media, bandies about this with every new shooting? Super Don, you and I were talking before we start. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. A little intense start to the day.
Yes, good morning.
I promise there will be some lighthearted moments in the show today. There will be. We always go there.
Sorry, Ron.
I'm sorry. We had to just nail it out here. But the thing that's upsetting you and both and me, we were talking about this before we kicked on the show today. I just was off Jack Blood Show and Proof Negative last night. Thank you guys for having me on board. And, of course, thanks again to Jerry Doyle. We have the YouTube up. We're talking about the chemical manipulation of Jell-O mold at the White House. So take a listen, give a look at that YouTube as well. Lots of fun things are going on, despite the intensity of the opening here talking about domestic terrorism. You said that people were jumping all over the Fox News use of the word because of this the shooter. By the way, latest article by John Rappaport up at robertscottbell.com on this so-called domestic terrorism, which we would deny the term because it used to be called mass murder. And then it became a hate crime. Now every shooting is domestic terrorism.
It is. It is. And, you know, we pick on Fox News, but all of the media is doing this, whether it's domestic or international. You know, the domestic terrorism term is pathetic, in my opinion. And I was actually looking at one of the articles yesterday on Yahoo News and was reading the comments, and there was, you know, hundreds of comments on there. And a vast majority of the people reacting to this were jumping on the domestic terrorism bandwagon, and it was just so sad to see so many people that are willing to accept the force-fed terminology that's being just shoved down our throat via the government, via the media, which is being the mouthpiece of the government, and trying to get people to just accept the term domestic terrorism. This is not domestic terrorism. There is no, you know, domestic terrorism wasn't a term. You know, that's a byproduct of 9/11.
Yes.
We didn't talk about domestic terrorism until 9/11 happened. And it became a term that was given to us by way of Department of Homeland Security. If you remember, you know, years ago, there were reports that came out, and we covered this on the show, where they came out with these lists that they were giving out to the local law enforcement agencies around the country.
That's right.
That were defining what a potential terrorist was. And it was, you know, all these things. You know, if you believe that you're a sovereign citizen, you might, you know, it sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a terrorist.
Right.
You know, if you are, you know, anti-abortion, you might be a terrorist. If you are part of the raw milk people, or if you are, it doesn't matter.
Super Don, they're redefining what it means to be human. You know, humanity in America now means you are potentially one, as I said, one snap, one step, one click, one tattoo away from being a domestic terrorist. Now, if we accept that, which you saw on the Yahoo groups, people chatting about it, and of course, how many of those are phony comments too by CIA and FBI, et cetera? We know what.
Could be.
How many
could
percentage
be.
Of, yeah. of these comments on Facebook are not even from real people? We see that time and again as well. The manipulation of your brain cells, your brain chemistry, through all the things from fluoride to chemtrails to GMO foods. We got to talk about the GMO stalks that are causing flat tires in the, not the garden, but in the farm today. You realize that you have become the lemming that is being led to the slaughter. And so many people are willingly subjecting themselves to it. Just case in point, the Chick-fil-A story. You know, we just emotionally brought up into a fervor that we go and poison ourselves with food that we don't need to be eaten in any environment. So this is where we come to, a different conclusion about all of these things, even as we speculate on what is the role of the mind control CIA MK Ultras of the world, right? Was this guy mind controlled or not? Or was he just so-called white supremacist, whatever? But he worked for the government. He worked for the military. He was a missile operations guy, and suddenly he turns into a psyops guy. I mean, it's bizarre. Are there psychiatric drugs involved in this one? I don't know. We don't know.
There could be, but you know, at the very least, Robert. And here's where I you know, I just had, this is where I find myself in the situation. At the very least, if the guy was just a like I said, a white supremacist, you look at the, you know, the neo-Nazi rock band that he was in, you look at the tattoos, yes, and all this stuff and everything, you know, the guy's got a history. Okay, so he's a white supremacist who, you know, is all into the, you know, protecting the white race and Aryan nation and stuff. He goes out and he shoots some Indian people. Tragic.
Yes.
Shouldn't have happened. Hate crime, I'll agree. But when, you know, people, you've got to wake up and realize that when you start accepting a term like domestic terrorism, all you're doing is giving the Department of Homeland Security and the government a free pass.
To criminalize you, your neighbors, anybody at any point in time to observe you, watch you, because you know you're just any time, any moment, you can't control yourself, you're going to become a domestic terrorist. Listen, I wanted to start on this, and I'm out of time here because we got to bring up our guests, but the chemotherapy story is fantastic. They're finally admitting that chemotherapy causes cancer, causes damage to healthy cell, precipitates the resurgence of even more stronger cancers that cannot even be killed by chemotherapy. That's what I'm talking about. The real domestic terrorism that's been around for a long time is born out of the mustard gases of World War I, the demon spawn of IG Farben breaking up in or following World War II, the Nazi medical machine that is still in existence. And so if I am to legitimately use the word terrorism, modern medicine fits that bill. Even Sanjay Gupta recently acknowledged on CNN over 200,000 deaths in America a year due to medical mistakes. You tell me what other industry is allowed to have 10 mistakes resulting in the death of 10 Americans a year and would still precipitate that level of what we would call here domestic terrorism. That's the real word. That's how we use it. And that's where we're going. But we're going to lighten it up a little bit, go to the kitchen. We have Gabrielle Kaplan Mayer. She is a mom of a vaccine damaged child, but she's using her experience for good, trying to help other children to get well in the kitchen. We have Liam Sheff joining us a little later. We're going to do Adrenaline Nation with Peter McCarthy. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I made a lot of great connections and contacts when I was at the Autism One conference in Chicago now a few months back. It's amazing how time flies, and I got loads of great interviews, and I couldn't fit everybody in that I wanted to connect with there, but the gift of healing keeps on giving from there. And right now I'm joined by Gabrielle Kaplan Mayer. She is the author of The Kitchen Classroom, 32 Visual GFCF Recipes, if I can say that right, to boost developmental skills. And Gabriel, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm glad to have you on board. I'm telling you, this is a whole arena of teaching kids to cook, especially, I don't know if you'd call them special needs kids, but certainly in the autism crowd there, the interface between the inner worlds and the outer worlds are somehow disrupted by the damage, as we know, largely from vaccines and other heavy metals and antibiotics, etc. And I cover that in the healing all the time. But
right.
You have some practical tools to help these kids in a different way.
That's right. So, you know, I'm in addition to being a cooking instructor, I'm the mom of a 9-year-old son who has autism, as well as a typically developing 6-year-old daughter. So my experience really comes with working with my son. And in our healing journey, we've done a lot to really find a diet that will support my son's digestive health. And by bringing him into the cooking process, it's a way for him to connect with me, to work on focus and attention, and really all kinds of learning through cooking.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about kids with these specific needs, have you found the applicability? Is it somewhat universal? I know because there's, to some degree, we do see the kids in the autism spectrum having, you know, some go this direction, some go a little bit of that direction. How have you found the overall reception of integrating them into a cooking and kitchen skill type program?
That's a great point, because when we're using the term autism, it's such a generic label for, you know, each child who has that diagnosis is really dealing with a different set of issues. And the common thread may be communication, social skills, sensory integration, but it really plays out differently for each child. And so in my book and in my teaching, I have a lot of strategies for different kids. So, for example,
I hear one of your kids there is a kitty cat.
Oh, yes. My third child, my kitty cat, is hanging out with me in the background, Robert. So
yeah, definitely wants
we'll
to be
hear
on,
her meowing here while we chat.
Your cat definitely wants to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's okay. We welcome cats here.
Oh, thank you. For an example to show you, like, my son is what we call a sensory seeker, where he's really craving touch and stimulation to get a better sense of his own body awareness. So in the cookbook, I talk about some of the things that we do, like he's amazing at cracking eggs. Mm-hmm. And I have video clips on my website that show how, and I write about it in the book, how I taught him to crack an egg. And it really gives him that sensory satisfaction. But then there are other children who are what we call sensory avoiders, and they hate the feeling of something messy or gooey touching their skin. And so cooking can also help those kids by gradually being exposed to
you know, a variety of textures and ingredients. And I've had kids who, you know, initially needed to work with me with gloves on. Mm-hmm. And after a few, you know, a few cooking classes are kneading dough in their hands. But it's about just working up to it.
Yes, yes. In addition, the book you have, The Kitchen Classroom, has, and when you say GF and CF, just want to make sure people know gluten-free and casein-free, because these kids who have been so disrupted of their gastrointestinal integrity, lining, inflammation, microflora, all of these things, it makes them hypersensitive to foods that are already, in many cases, problematic for a lot of the Western world in their diet, because so much of what we do, whether we're in the autism spectrum or not, is creating this gut inflammation syndrome and different things related to it. So you actually have a bunch of different options for recipes that are gluten-free and casein-free.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it was really important to make sure that in talking about the cooking process, that I was really creating recipes that all of our would be healthy and healing for all of our families.
Yeah, well, very big help for those, even if you haven't been, quote unquote, diagnosed into that realm. If you see your children have some problems and maybe they're sensory avoiders, what was the first thing before the sensory avoider?
The sensory seeker.
The seeker really wants, and the avoider, right.
Yeah, those are the kids who are really like touching everything all at
yeah.
once.
And again, there are children along the spectrum there as well, and they
That's
could
right.
probably benefit by the different techniques that you reveal in the book. And as I think there is there a CD that comes with the book?
It is. It's actually a CD-ROM. And so all 32 recipes have full color photos of each step, and they're color photos of me cooking with my children. And so, like many of the kids on the spectrum are better at learning through visual information and pictures than through language. And so this way, even if a child's not reading yet, you can pop in the CD-ROM and show him or her the sequence of the steps in the recipe. And I break things down to really small steps. One thing that I discovered, you know, working with kids is that in a traditional recipe, it might say, pour in a cup of flour. But in the kitchen classroom, I break that down to all the steps that are involved in that. Pick up the cup, scoop it in the flour, level the flour off, dump it in the bowl. It's actually four steps, mm-hmm. not one step, for a child who needs that kind of micro information to mm-hmm. accomplish it. And so this way, there's a photo of each step so the child can take in that information and begin to learn the sequencing. And then what I see with lots of kids after they've had that kind of, you know, process of things being broken down into such fine steps, then they're doing it on their own.
Well, before you had your child, and we must reveal that you got into this because of your own child's, we'll say, but I assume there was a vaccine scenario interaction, vaccine yes. damage issue?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And that opened you up to probably, if you were doing these kitchen and cooking skills and writing things that you do today, mm-hmm. probably weren't aware of the needs that one day you would have to become aware of.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that as a mom who's been through this, you know, the hope, and as you saw at the Autism One Generation Rescue Conference, the hope is that all of us parents are working together. I really developed the recipes and the process, and I didn't want to just keep it for my kid, and that's why I'm out there teaching and communicating with other parents, and I do a lot of, speaking for autism parent groups so that I can get the message out there and share it.
Mm-hmm. So how are they receiving the message of, for instance, the quality of the food matters, that all of these additives and processing chemicals and, you know, pesticide residues are triggering so many of these neurological responses that they've got to look at food differently?
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I go out to present, sometimes I'm at groups where it's sort of like preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. There are more and more parent groups and amazing organizations like Autism One and Generation Rescue, where parents have come together and they're seeing that and sharing information. And then many times I'm going to parent groups where they really haven't gotten that information yet. And I'm presenting new information to them. And sometimes the way in for me is, you know, the parents are cooking with the kids with my recipes and seeing the benefit and connecting with their child and having fun. And they've just made a fruit salad together. Or I have one recipe in the book, I call it ABC vegetable salad, where you cut up raw veggies into strips and circles and you help the child to spell his or her name out of vegetables. And so the parent and the child are having fun in the activity. And then I'm explaining, you know, look at all of these recipes. The food that we're working with doesn't have additives. Mm-hmm. These are gluten and dairy free recipes. And then I'll give them that message. And many times it's amazing because there's been so much information out in the world, but there's still many parents who don't understand the benefits and the connections because they are still relying, I guess, on their pediatrician who isn't necessarily immersed in this knowledge.
Right. It is still a stark wake-up call for these parents that may still be worshipful and respectful of the pediatricians to the degree that their children may be harmed, or maybe they've become aware of this only recently. And it's a whole other world, as I found, when going to Autism One Generation Rescue, that these parents are being welcomed into. At the same time, it's stunning and almost overwhelming to realize, you know, the life that you knew is no longer there when you have a child that's been damaged in this way.
That's right. That's right. But the important thing is to not, you know, I can say for myself as a mom, your world gets rocked. Your world gets completely rocked. And it's really important to go through a grieving process and to say, this isn't the life that I imagined. I did not take my child to get damaged in this way. And once you grieve that loss, then you've got to take that and you've got to move forward and go on this healing journey and say, there are ways to help my child feel better, live a good quality life. And ultimately, God willing, we're going to, you know, help more and more parents to go on this healing journey. And I know with my son, you know, the remarkable thing when he was a young child, like 3 years old, his digestive health was so troubled. He would range between constipation and diarrhea.
Yes.
And within like weeks of starting this diet, that left.
Mm-hmm.
And so his whole quality of life, even though we're still struggling with a lot of cognitive issues, his whole quality of life changed dramatically.
Yes. Well, Gabriel, bless you for doing all this great work and turning these unfortunate events, and that's mildly speaking, into something positive, not only to help your own child, but to help so many others here. I've got the links up on the blog today and show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out, kitchenclassroom.squarespace.com. And you can just click the links. They're already up there in the blog notes today. Kitchen Classroom for Kids. There are all kinds of resources for parents. There's kitchen coaching. There's even parent party packages. I mean, it's amazing what you're offering here. And at the very least, you can get the book with all the great recipes and the CD-ROM and get plugged in and help your situation to get better and then in turn help others. Gabriel, anything else you want to share before we got to run?
Oh, that's so great, Robert. Just that however parents are connecting these days, you'll find me there. If you're Facebook, just come search The Kitchen Classroom on Facebook. You can sign up on the website. I do a monthly e-news. And even if you live far away from me, I'm in the Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. I do parent coaching and speaking presentations over Skype to places all over the world. So I just drop me an email and I'll connect.
Beautiful. And maybe we can see you when we're up there in Philly for the advanced medicine seminars. So we'll keep you up to date on that as
great.
Well.
Perfect.
Right. Gabrielle Kaplan Mayer, so glad to have you on board. And it was great to meet you at Autism One. And we've got a lot of good work still to go, but you're out there doing it. Everybody get the Kitchen Classroom for Kids.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in the health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the kitchen to Liam in three, or is it Liam on a shopping spree? Liam Chef returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Liam, are you there? Earth to Liam.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It has been. I have my Liam withdrawals. Thank goodness for Liam in three, which, by the way, would probably offend at least half of my listeners. In a good way.
Yeah, it's getting a little blue at this point. I'll come back to politics, but, you know, I really am trying to stretch out a little because, I mean, you and I both have a love of comedy and both, you've done improv. I mean, we've both done comedy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with little Lenny Bruce is okay, although it's a modern day version of it, and I don't tend to want to shock people, but sometimes the information we give here, even without bad or foul language, supposedly, as it's called, there's a negative context, is something that can offend. I mean, literally, just the stuff we did about KFC and Chick-fil-A in the last few days could be considered offensive without using any foul language. But the point is, these things are sensibilities that are programmed into us. Do the words have a vibration, or do we give them vibration, or do we give that vibration meaning?
Well, I live in the, I'm not, you know, that sort of, yeah, that Lenny Bruce, George Carlin place where you're a linguist and you want to talk about what words mean and where they come from. So there's a little of that. It's not for everybody. But again, if your audience is offended, as they do at Chick-fil-A, they can go pluck themselves.
You can do a version of Liam in three for anybody that gets offended called Liam in three bleeps. And they can be long bleeps, whatever.
Pluck, I said, pluck. Hey.
Yes.
That was a chicken joke, and you were saying foul, so we're all over the chicken.
I know. I just jumped right past
it. Can I make one point about the Chick-fil-A thing?
Yeah, sure.
Can I do it on the air?
I don't know. I'm covering my ears. Go ahead.
All right.
Yes.
Here's the point. You know that each restaurant serves the same factory-farmed Holocaust chicken, right?
We do know that here, yes.
Yeah. So who cares? You're eating the same factory-farmed Holocaust chicken. No matter where you're buying it from, each chicken has suffered the same ignominies. So don't eat it. That's the point.
Yeah,
don't eat it either.
The point was the owner of one of the chains did not like a certain kind of marriage. The owner of the other chain didn't, or we weren't sure. And Mike Adams was on here and made the reference point to, hey, look, what if the owner or CEO of a major chemotherapy cancer oncology manufacturer came on and said, hey, I'm opposed to gay marriage. Come use my product. Do you now send your children to use the chemotherapy because they don't like the kind of marriage that you don't like? I mean, it was so absurd.
Or vice versa. Or you go because they like the kind, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's the product? Nobody's saying what's the product.
And shouldn't that be the point, though, the product?
I mean, yeah, the product is Holocaust chicken. Mm-hmm. Hey, you think I'm joking? Go look up factory farm chicken video. Very often you'll find it under the aegis of PETA, but don't hold that against them. They just go in undercover and get the footage.
Yes.
You know, they rip the thing's beaks off, or they cut them off while they're alive. They stuff five in a very small cage. They're riddled with tumors. They feed them. I mean, this is what you eat when you eat chicken in any restaurant that's not organic.
Yeah.
Any restaurant.
And that's the point also of when we talked to Gabriel last segment. The idea of bringing kids into the kitchen, of course, is we want to make the assumption, I don't know if it's wrong, that at this point now, these moms have woken up and said, I've got to do clean food. Gabriel knows that. Anybody that has a vaccine-damaged child pretty much eventually will learn that they have to transition from chemical factory farmed pharmaceutical Holocaust chickens, as we say.
Yes, the Holocaust chicken.
Well,
I know it sounds funny, but you go to these things like, oh, okay, look, it's Auschwitz, but now we're doing it to small animals, mm-hmm. and then we eat them. And you don't have to care about animals to care about yourself. You don't want to internalize that, you know, the drugs that they spray on these things and feed to them just to keep them alive for a couple of minutes.
Exactly.
Right, so that's a mess.
Oh, absolute mess. But the manipulation, or the people that are so easily manipulated by their emotional beliefs, their hardcore beliefs that, you know, whether it's pro this or against that, and suddenly somebody says something that you're programmed to react to, then immediately you go poison yourself for their benefit.
I know. Look, a gay-friendly Holocaust chicken is a Holocaust chicken, and that's more important than being gay-friendly or gay-unfriendly. Doesn't matter, please. Anyway, I always say to people who are opposed to gay marriage, so you're against people having the same rights as you. And I always say people who are for gay marriage, so you think the state should tell you who you can have a relationship with.
Yeah, you got them both coming and going.
It's nonsense.
That makes you very popular, Liam.
It's where we live.
Yes. So Liam in 3 has taken off. Also, the book, Official Stories, taken off. I understand that we're going to be doing, I kind of teased with a shopping spree idea. I want everybody in this audience to go on a shopping spree. For what? For Liam's book, Official Stories. And we're going to do something very special. It's like when the show starts on Thursday, this coming Thursday, and the show ends on Friday, The Healing Revolution, between that time frame, we're going to do something extra special for my audience. Is that correct?
Yes, and no chickens and no Holocaust. What it involves, though, is I'm going to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? 30%. Going to do a 30% sale. Why? 24-hour 30% sale. The real reason has nothing to do with you, even though you think you're not the audience, even though we love you and feel you're important. It has to do with me kicking my own butt to get the Kindle version done. So I have to sort of update files. So I've updated one file. The back end of it, you don't have to know anything about. But there's going to be a 30% sale. It's the same book. It's even better. Some copy edits from the first one that didn't get caught. So it's a shiny, happy, really good book. You know, I've been going through it, and I swear, Robert, I look at this thing.
It's intense. It's really good.
And I think, who wrote this? There's so many different ideas. There's so many different ideas per chapter. There are like 10 different topics. Who had the energy to do this?
And you entered a different...
I feel like I couldn't do it now.
No, you entered a different zone altogether. When you got into that and what you churned out is just stunningly good. Not that I wouldn't expect that from you, but the fact is it manifested. It's here. And the reviews are coming in positive all the time. And it is that good. And 30% off makes it even better, if it could be any better. That's the only way you could do it.
Yeah, and I put it at that level so in the hopes that you'd buy like one for a family, because I'm getting a lot of people like, I bought it, now I'm buying one for a family member, or I buy two for, so I'm putting it at 30% off, because the shipping and handling is incrementally cheaper on two and three, so the shipping and handling for three is almost what it is for one. So anyway, it'll be on the CreateSpace website. We'll give all of that out. It won't be the Amazon version because that file will be updating. So it'll be on the CreateSpace website for everybody in North America, Canada, ships all over the world. But it'll be 30% off, $15. You can do the math.
Huge. Absolutely huge. So look out for that. That's coming Thursday or Friday. We get the sneak preview. It's a back-to-school kind of sale. We want to get the kids plugged into some information that they're not being taught, and they can be smarter than their teachers when they review, or when you review with them, the official stories that need to be busted up. And more official stories happening all the time. I mean, just case in point, the Aurora, Colorado shooting, now the recent one in the Sikh temple up there in Wisconsin. Witnesses are saying it was more than one shooter, and they're saying, oh, it's a lone gunman. This guy is a military veteran. He used to be on PSYOP somehow. He was working missile technology or technicianing, and then suddenly he's in PSYOPs, and now he's shooting up a Sikh temple. So the lone gunman theory comes out with almost every one of these things.
You know, when I wrote the book about 10 different topics, from CIA, JFK, 9/11, vaccination, HIV, Darwinism, Big Bang theory, and theories of geology, so, and Shakespeare. And I used as the opening gambit for each chapter that every official story has three planks. The official story, the line, JFK was killed by a lone gunman who had trouble with his mommy and daddy or something like that. The magic bullet, the thing that is meant to do the thing that couldn't be done, create seven wounds in two. This is the JFK story, seven wounds in two people over about 2 seconds, over shifting planes and all the rest of that kind of thing, of ingress and egress. And then the lone gunman, you always have the one guy to blame who's the scapegoat. And, I wrote it thinking, okay, this makes it really clear. This is a way to all of them, because you have the official story. Every official story has these three things. The lie, it was done by 19 guys with box cutters. Now it's one guy in a theater here, one guy in a place there. The witnesses, though, always, always contradict the official story. The officials in Dallas, in Dealey Plaza, they're not the officials, sorry, the witnesses, I'm just going to put the number on. I think it's about 80. It's like 2/3 or more of the people, maybe more, like 100 out of 130 people or something approximating that, saw and or heard smoke shots being fired from the hill in front of where the president was. Well, I was just ignored in the report. But I trust that as much as the same way that I trust the firefighters' report saying we heard explosions all around the buildings in the Twin Towers and on 9/11. As much as I trust the people in the theater go, no, there were two guys. No, there were two guys. No, there were two guys. No, there were two. So I always trust the report from the ground on the moment that it's happening from people who aren't selling. They're not selling you the official story. They're only reporting a detail.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed at how, just when I wrote that, I didn't think, well, there are going to be more assassinations in this country. Well, a few months later, here we are having assassinations of citizens.
Yes, and of course, the official story, trying to connect it with the dangerousness of the citizen rather than the government, containing a monopoly on the use of force and a monopoly on guns as they try to disarm America. But we'll be back from this break with more of Liam Sheff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe we dive back into the kitchen. Maybe we dive back into some more official stories. Remember, 30% off will be happening from Thursday to Friday, starting here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get the special links up. So stand by, stay plugged in at robertscottbell.com. The links are up to Liam Sheff as well. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sometimes we choose words or utilize words. You talk about being a linguist and comedy and such. And the comedians, the real comedians, pointed out either some shortcomings or some definite things that you normally you wouldn't want to look at in your own culture is reflected back to you. One of those words is the use of the word Holocaust. We talked about Holocaust chickens, but I mean, it's an apt description of the way we treat these animals as in factory farms. Another thing to consider with all of the shootings and the disarmament and the drugging and the fact that, you know, medical mistakes. Now, even Sanjay Gupta was on CNN the other day talking about medical mistakes could be causing over 200,000 deaths here in America alone every year. Now, what other industry would be allowed to mistake 10 people a year dying, much less 200,000, which shows you there is a Holocaust agenda, there is a depopulation agenda. Why else would you look the other way and or even more so look directly at it and go, yep, that's approved. We are the government. We approve that.
I walk around and I just look at the way people live now, and it's summer, and this is a lighter side, but people are walking around eating this sticky, grotesque substance called ice cream. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I sound like a naive visitor to this planet, but if you just think about ice cream for a minute, it's coming from these factory farmed cows. It's full of antibiotics and pesticides. And in order to disguise all of that, and it's pasteurized, which isn't good for you. It's not healthy for you to pasteurize milk. Now, to disguise all of that, they fill it with an equal part of another poisonous substance called sugar. And you can figure out that sugar is a drug because you can add it essentially to pus and blood, which is in factory farm milk.
Anyway. Yes.
And get people to eat it and say, oh, this is the best thing that I've ever had. So I think about this depopulation kind of agenda thing. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes I shrug my shoulders and I go, well, it's not intentional, you know? It's just, you follow what I'm saying? It's just,
but
it's just the human species doing what it does, you know, being totally unrealistic and mindless. You know, we're not being mindful. We're being mindless.
Liam, when we talk depopulation, we almost give, potentially, we could be giving too much credit to the so-called depopulators because we're willingly doing it to ourselves in this case. Much like we talked about the people running out to Chick-fil-A to get MSG, corn syrup infested anti-foaming agent, Holocaust factory chickens because of emotionally we may agree or disagree with whatever is the CEO's opinion. And what do you say to that? It's like we don't need a sinister agenda. We only need mere little suggestions and then watch the rats scurry to their own demise.
Yeah, just put sugar in it. I think that you could put sugar in anything, and you know, even rat poison. Now, aren't there? You could, you know what? You could just sell rat poison to some people and tell them it would make their wrinkles go away. Let me think. Has anybody done that? I'm thinking that somebody's actually sold rat poison to women with money. Am I making that up?
I don't think so. But
right.
I do know.
I mean, I don't want to be scandalous and just make stuff up. But I think women are injecting themselves with rat poison. And then these are the same people who say, oh, depopulation agenda. What? Come on. There's no depopulation agenda. You have to trust the government, trust science. Meanwhile, these people who are very wealthy, and I'm, of course, imitating people in my family, but people who are very wealthy in the medicines and sciences and things forget that it was that the actual Holocaust was a medical scientific project. Oh, we forget that. It was condoned. It was approved. It was run by doctors. Nobody likes to remember that. It's like, yes, the science got away from us for a minute, but now everything's fine. After we brought over 400 to 600 scientists from the Nazi Germany and put them in all the major university hubs here in the United States in 1944 and 5 and 6.
Yes. Well, I apologize. As you were talking about that, I think I had the manufacturer, one of those rat poisons, calling me up. And, of course, one of them is the toxins from botulism. And that's another aspect of the wrinkle reduction that we're willing to say, yeah, sure, inject that into me. Of course, people have been convinced to drink rat poison and ant poison in the guise of aspartame in order so that they would lose weight, despite the fact that the synthetic toxic poisons that are included in it reduce serotonin levels in the brain, so you'll never stop being hungry. And so many other reasons. So I don't mean to be down on our fellow human species, but if we come down as aliens looking upon us, they're going, dude, what happened? Where did we go off, so to speak, where we would trust these authority figures, where we would believe the official stories? Now, I don't believe or perceive that that's the in any way the listening audience here to the Robert Scott Bell Show or those that watch you on Liam and 3 and more. At the same time, we all know people that are still trapped in that, for lack of a better way, say the Hegelian dialectic manipulation of left versus right, etc. That drive them.
I call it the ice cream, the eternal ice cream headache.
The eternal ice cream headache. No, not a pleasant place to be.
A lot of people are in the eternal ice cream headache. They keep pushing themselves. They have the factory farm sludge. They're putting it into their bodies, but there's so much sugar in it. They go, oh, it's very sweet. I didn't expect it to be so sweet. Mm-hmm. All of these lies.
Yes. Well, they gave it to me in a very lovely way. It was a pretty package. And, of course, yes, I know they removed the fat, but that's really good. We don't like fat, so they put the sugar in there to make it taste good. In the meantime, their brains are dying with every bit of the food that they're eating in this way.
Donuts.
I don't, yeah.
Anyway, I understand. People like their fast food, but it's the loveliest part of summer. So if you're not going and getting cilantro and parsley and chopping them, making chopped salad with a little sea salt and olive oil and just some couscous or some light summer fare to clean yourself out and make yourself feel better, let me tell you something. I'm going to come over there. No, I'm not going to make a personal threat. But what you should do is do exactly what I just said, because as soon as you start eating better and you clean out your brain and your gut and you clean out your brain, by the way, through your intestine, you know, not by putting drugs into your head, but when you clean your gut and your liver, isn't that amazing? Have you ever had that situation where you're exhausted and your head's not right, but then you drink some green tea and you have a couple of good, really clean meals and suddenly your vision is better?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some very, very powerful and profound and noticeable physiological responses to upregulating. Let's talk about the detoxification pathways of the body. It's really quite a transformation. But much of my life. I did not know that. I was drugged out of that pathway. And what we're trying to do is heal people into it.
Yes, willingly, of course, willingly. I mean, the big struggle is that you can know this stuff and, you know, you have to, this, people are so possessive of their bad habits, you know,
like, yes.
Well, you know, I don't know. I like my deep fried Twinkie steak. I like it. Okay. All right. What do you say to that? We're a funny species. We're an imperfect species.
Well, and next hour we're going to do some more on that. I'm going to talk to Peter McCarthy. We got to meet him at the Health Freedom Expo, and he was at the National Health Freedom Coalition group. Before that, he wrote a book called Adrenaline Nation, which is just coming out. And we talk about stress on so many levels. I tell you what, people are stress junkies and adrenaline junkies, but it's depleting our life force. And so this is making us manipulatable. Although, you know, all the things we try to bring to you here and even the good humor, and especially the good humor that Liam brings to us here and on his venues as well, trying to, you know, pump up the life force, which are ways that are probably not approved by those official story makers.
No. I know when people go crazy and they want me to know about Agenda 21, and somebody got into a Facebook fight with me about, you know, fundamentalist Islam was taking over. Don't try. And, you know, I'm like, look, honestly, if you don't know how to take care of your own body and your own self, if you're not really working on sort of gardening where you are, whatever problems are happening in the world will not be solved by the intervention of one world government over another. They'll happen because you have a neighborhood and you have people in your neighborhood that you know, and you're growing food there. And you know the people, and you don't like everybody, but you sure as heck can tolerate everybody and talk with everybody. And you know, that's what we have to go for. We have to go back to that local model. Even if it doesn't all break down, and it's not going to all break down. And I know that some people are waiting for the end of times and the end of days and the end of the world and the oil, peak oil. Guess what? We're probably stuck in this rut for 70 more years. Isn't that terrifying?
Lovely.
So we really better build these relationships. That really has to be the point. You just don't wait for it all to go bad. Don't wait for it all to get fixed.
No.
That's the Hegelian dialectic.
Exactly. Do the fixing now. And sometimes you just got to say, screw it. I don't care if it's broken. I'm just going to start living differently and watch it heal even without you consciously doing it, because you've made the one little or 10 little or 10 big, whatever changes come about. Just do something differently. Like you said, Liam, just instead of reaching for the pus-filled, blood-filled, antibiotic-filled ice cream this summer, hey, go to one of those little restaurants that actually make it out of nuts. Have you ever had the nut ice cream? Oh, my gosh. I don't know how they do that.
I'm restraining every fiber of my body not to make offensive jokes.
I just wanted to see how disciplined you could be at the end of a segment. I threw that at you. You are
no
wonderful.
Comment. You know what, though? What? Yes, I'll go with that. Cashew ice cream is great.
Yes.
You can make it from rice.
Mm-hmm.
You could even make it, you know, from milk that's from, raw, you know, if you have a raw
real
creamery
milk, yeah,
that you like. I mean, I tend to stay away from the large animals because they just have so many big animal hormones in them. But that's me.
Yep.
You know, you're free to do what you like. And you can sweeten it with a little bit of fruit. I mean, that's that.
Absolutely.
The old world wasn't the new world. You didn't sweeten it with a pound of sugar. You know, a little cream and fruit was ice cream.
Right. If you remember those days when food actually tasted good, it can again. And that's a big part of what we did this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Schiff, thank you. We're going to have you back on later in the week because a big time special starting up Thursday on the show. 30% off exclusive here. We're going to let everybody know about it. Official stories. Get ready to buy multiple copies. Liam, thanks for being here as always.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Yes, and with the humor that he brings in, more than that, he's helping us to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods. Entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. Hot, RAWKS.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Good morning to you. These lights.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, life.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Precious morgen.
Good morning to you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. day, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
My kids still sing that song. No, just say no to GMO. And man, Mike as Omethios, his trade name as the rapper. Great song, absolutely resonates, and it resonates here because, you know, my wife's been on me because, like, we have these sensors in the tires that tell us if the tires get a little too low. And so my wife said, check it out. Can you go check it out? I said, we're in a new place, honey. I don't know where all the places are to check out the tires just yet. And then she asked me, did you drive through a GMO cornfield? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, she said, did you see this story? So my wife is now out producing producer Don.
Nice.
She's like, you got to check this tire out. I said, the story. The factory farmers, you know, so to speak, those ones with those big old tractors and big old tractor tires, you think nothing would give them a flat tire. Evidently, GMO corn stalks do. I mean, is it any wonder that it's causing infertility in animals, much less humans, that it's giving flat tires to tractors? Tractor tires! My goodness, GMO crops are more dangerous than we imagined, Don!
That's crazy. And I mean, they have to actually resort to Kevlar tire. I mean, we're talking
bulletproof tires.
The stuff that bulletproof vests are made of in order for these tractors to not get flat tires.
Yeah, described by one farmer here, and by the way, it's linked up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. Described by one farmer as a field of little spears. This is amazing. I mean, of all the things we knew were wrong with the GMO foods, the fact that they can kill tractors. I mean, isn't that enough where they at least go, maybe we should go back to the old-fashioned organic seeds that Grandpa and Grandma used to use?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. And, you know, the thing about this that I thought was amusing is that some people would hear this story and they would think, oh, that's just coming from one of those conspiracy websites. Oh, that's coming from the GMO crowd. No, this article came from Autoblog. Yeah. I mean, this is like it's an automobile, a mainstream automobile website.
Yeah, Road and Track and Motor Trend for farmers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got GMO crops, the average, since that, you know, this was the whole argument of GMOs. It's like, well, it's going to make life better. Everything will be good. We'll use less pesticides. It'll be cheaper for the farmers. Turns out that these thousands of dollars per tire, tractor tires, used to last 5 or 6 years. Now they're barely lasting 1 or 2 years. And it's even gotten worse because it's increased the amount of pesticides needed to maintain the crops, because these heavily mutated super rootworms and other insects that have adapted to the GMO farmers. As they said, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, interesting to have a story like this added to all of the other stories that we've already heard, all of the other data that we have. Now we get to add on to that, that it's going to give tractors flat tires. How many more reasons do we need before we have to think maybe GMOs are not a good idea?
Well, also, you're going to have to see now, they'll smuggle GMO stalks of corn without the corn onto airliners because they're not detected by metal detectors.
No.
And they're as sharp and as deadly as any knife. I mean, look, they can puncture tires.
Well, you know, the last paragraph of this article actually kind of just wraps it all up. You know, it says, as if mutants, insects, super weeds, decreased biosphere, microorganism population, and direct organ stress weren't enough, now Monsanto's GMO crops can be easily utilized as a sharp and deadly weapon.
See, I'm not making this stuff up.
No,
and then we go back to natural news for the follow-up here. I don't know what comes first in this case. but that GMOs are now causing, confirmed scientifically, to cause animals to lose their ability to what? Reproduce. Now, this is according to Russian scientists, but this isn't like Russian gymnast judges. I mean, some of these Russian scientists are hardcore, man. They were doing some major league work over the years. And in this case, it was presented at the Days of Defense Against Environmental Hazards in Russia. And the implicit dangers that are being revealed here, we talk about the issue, again, of what? Depopulation agendas. You know, and right. I know, you know, Liam and I mentioned, we're talking a little bit about depopulation last hour. And here you have this, the people that are not waking up to this fact that if they're feeding their children genetically modified organisms, they're asking not to have grandchildren. That's how serious this is. So they don't need this wild conspiracy, really, of blowing up mosques or doing these other things. Of course, they do want to disarm Americans. I believe that's a big part of what's going on here. But all they need to do is keep people eating GMO foods, and the population will begin to reduce very unnaturally by the mutant interaction with our genetic integrity, history, and lineage to the point where our systems cease to function.
Yep. And, you know, the scary thing about this is that this test, what they did is they used hamsters and they fed the hamsters the genetically modified soybeans. And it was over a number of generations, several generations, the hamsters just completely lost their ability to reproduce. And the thing that's scary about this for me is if you think about GM soy.
Yes.
It's everywhere. Genetically modified soy is in almost every single product that you buy at the grocery store. There's a genetically modified soy product or byproduct that's in that thing that you're buying. So, you know, the American people are just one giant, you know, experiment where a bunch of hamsters running on a hamster wheel.
Yeah. Now, if I go out to get my tires repaired and I find out there's a big sign, "We repair genetically modified tire punctures," I'm coming home and I'm never leaving again. I mean, you tie these two together and see the law of unintended consequences happening on so many levels. I mean, of all the things we focus on here, Don, we talk about the physiological impact, emotional impact. I guess we do talk about the economic impact, but even I did not foresee the puncturing of mega tractor tires. I mean, you could take your sharp knife, like you're going up against Jaws, and you won't penetrate the skin of that shark. You won't penetrate the rubber on that tire, but the GMO stalks of corn are doing it, and they're piercing the genetic integrity of the human, much less animal species here, and creating a
Absolutely.
Scenario where you want birth control, who needs raincoats? Just eat GMO soy.
And for anybody who has any doubts, you know, this particular experiment had to do with hamsters. Mm-hmm. But there have been reports all over the world in other animals, whether it's in pigs and cows across the United States. In India, there was a problem that they had with buffalo that were in, and there wasn't soy. We're talking about cottonseed. We're talking about corn. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously a link here between the genetic modification and infertility. So come on, you know, I mean, what more do we need here? Obviously, if this wasn't, you know, something that was being backed by money, wasn't being backed by Monsanto, and there wasn't, you know, a huge corporate interest that was trying to, you know, shut these things down and keep this quiet, this kind of stuff, this would have blown up a long time ago. But unfortunately, what we're up against here is profit. We're up against Yes. big corporation, you know, and the links that they've got to, you know, I mean, we could go on for hours talking about the subsidies and the government and everything. Yeah. It's a big mess.
I hear the audience, or many people in the audience, going, "Well, Robert, come on, it's doom and gloom. We're all hosed. We're doomed. Let's leave the planet, right? We'll go up to Mars." Where, hey, I saw a picture. I think Ginger or somebody posted a picture of you know, that new Mars lander that went down.
Oh yeah,
did you see they found a group of Ron Paul supporters on Mars as well?
I know. They actually landed on Mars and found signs of intelligent life.
Yeah, how interesting is that? I know. This is classic. We all need to go there next. But listen, I'm not going to say it's a doom and gloom scenario, because if you control for everything you have control over, and there's a lot more that we have control over than we don't, because I acknowledge there are some things we don't, there's a corrective mechanism. There is a natural, let's say, inclination to heal, given or giving the body that which it needs and removing that which it doesn't. Now, we've talked about utilizing homeopathic detoxification methods, including the use of GMO ingredients in homeopathic form. That's considered, let's say, an energetic corrective action. I've talked about rife frequency as well. But even, you know, like the issue of drinking non-GMO juices is also going to promote detoxification, and it's going to promote that corrective action. In fact, on the Robert Scott Bell Show website, you guys can put up your comments there, and a lot of people are. I'm trying to catch up with them, so bear with me. There was one submitted, I think, a few days ago when we had Leanna. Remember Leanna? We broke through with the new book, The Earth Diet, right?
Absolutely.
Leanna's book is great, and we talked about beet juice. And she talked about the cleansing aspect. Of course, I've always known it as one of the more powerful, let's say, vegetable remedies, drunk, consumed, if you will, for the liver, for detoxification. And Bouvon, looks like, said, thanks for the information on beetroot. I've been daily drinking beetroot. Please advise me whether drinking daily is okay to my health. And I have to bring my blood pressure down, looks like. So, is it okay with your health? Yes, if you don't mind turning a light shade of magenta. I'm telling you, beets are funny things. I've always reacted very strongly to them from when I was young. And Don, I don't know if you've ever had beet juice. Have you ever beet juice?
Maybe as an ingredient, but I've never really drank beet juice as the main ingredient.
Well, before. If you get down to the co-op, and is there a place that juices where you are now? Or do you have to go down to the co-op, which is like 10 miles?
There's a couple of places around here, but they're kind of, you know, they're like, you know, Jamba Juice and here's your fruit smoothie, but it's not quite the same. I would have to go to Ashland.
Yeah, so if you get down to the Ashland Co-op where they'll actually juice it, ask them if they'll, you know, throw something. Like, do carrot and beet, right? It'll turn the carrots a pretty color, too, beyond the orange. But give it a try. Now, for me, because I always reacted because right away from the get-go, little Scotty Bell, remember the allergic kid, overreacted every day. I think the reason I reacted to beets was because I was so toxic and it would stimulate my liver to just start throwing stuff out immediately. But I don't know of any contraindication for consuming too much. Just like anything, if you over, let's say, stress your detox pathways, you may not feel great because your body's just dumping stuff. So I would basically, Bouvon, I would say, just let your body be your guide. Just like we talked about with not only Dr. Bitar, but of course Dr. Nick Gonzalez on yesterday's show. Listen to your body. I mean, wasn't that the coolest of cool interviews? Here I got some of the smartest docs on planet Earth, and Nick is amazing. And here we're talking about these things, these massive tests that they can do. And he's going back, just freaking sit with the patient, ask questions, take notes, talk to them. You're going to get more than any test can give you. And everybody wants to be so high tech about this stuff. So
that's all it takes, huh?
Watch the symptoms. Listen to the body. How many times have I said over the years, we sit here and worry and complain about the fact that Democrats don't get along with Republicans, and your liver cells are not getting along with your gastrointestinal cells. How do you think you're going to get along with anybody out here? We got to correct what's going on inside so the cells are communicating. You're listening. You're going, oh, okay, I know what that means. Let me do it. I mean, I have people all the time. They write me and they call, leave messages. They say, Robert, how do I know how to take the silver, right? Like the silver hydrosol? I say, listen, you're in the throes of an acute immune crisis, an infection. Take it frequently. How will I know when to stop? Well, do your symptoms improve? Well, yeah. Start slowing down. Listen to your body. But, you know, they're so keyed into, what does the doctor say? Enough of that. Start listening to your cells. Your cells are the smartest doctors you have.
Right.
I'm a little exasperated, I know.
Sounds like it.
But hopefully there's a little good humor in it, too, because I'm serious about this. That's why, if you don't believe me, we got Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Dr. Bitar, another great guest, to reiterate the things we do know here, but we need to communicate them in various different ways for the eggheads in our audience as well as all the laypersons.
But Robert, how do people get to listen to the stuff that's already played? I mean, if they want to access that information, where do they find it?
Oh, man, you know that. That's a trick question. You probably have more answers than I have.
Was that the most pathetic setup you've ever heard? Or
oh, man, set me up. Well, I'm setting you up. You tell everybody how to listen after they missed it.
Oh, there's a couple of different ways, but the new way that is really cool is on iTunes. You can go on iTunes, you can pull up the page, and it's got all 300-plus episodes just right there. You can just click play. Or if you've got iTunes, you can install iTunes and you can actually download it and get them on your iPod and your iPad and listen to it. It's, you know, the show is up and archived within a matter of hours after the show airs. So it's a great way to do it.
Well, and it's juiceable. You can juice the show through iTunes. Is that right?
Is that how that works?
No, don't put it in your blender. No.
I don't know. You're the Mac
don't
guy.
Wreck
you're
your
the
iPad.
Apple guy. I don't know this stuff.
No, I don't know. If you could juice the show after it's done, you let me know. You give us a call at 866-939-BELL.
Talk about superfood, right?
Yeah, mix it with some beet juice. It could go down really easily. I don't know. Well, I'm laughing my way to this break here. iTunes. Juicing the iTunes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just say no to GMO. Thank you very much. And if you need to repair a flat tire, you can let me know where I can get that done. Well, it's not flat yet. I'm going to get out there. I'll find it. Anyway, we've got a stress stack we got to take care of after this break because Peter McCarthy is set to join us. His new book, Adrenaline Nation. Are your adrenals burnt out? Well, we're going to talk about that and lots more after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this three times a year, so you need to act now. Buy three packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. Getthetea.com and tell them Ronnie sent you.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I met my next guest at the National Health Freedom Conference, a special event that occurs once in a while, and I got to keynote the event. And his name is Peter McCarthy. Great man. He's a friend of mine and Alyssa Meininger. Of course, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Sweet people. really dedicated to health freedom, and Peter is as well. And he's got a new book out, and we're going to be talking about that now. You ever felt like you live in an adrenaline nation? Man, oh man. Stress, chronic stress all the time affecting everybody in the West here in America, big time. And that's why his book, his new book, Brilliant Exposé by Peter McCarthy, Adrenaline Nation, is out now for you. We're going to talk about it and more. Peter McCarthy, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you today.
And it was so great to connect with you up in, where were we, in Chicago there for the Health Freedom Expo, and prior to that, the National Health Freedom Coalition.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to see you there, too, up in, I think it was Schaumburg, Illinois, one of the Chicago suburbs. Beautiful venue, and we got a lot done and connected again with a lot of great people in the health freedom movement.
Yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I can't reveal everything every day, even though we have 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, still not enough time to go. But we may be able to talk about that. But if we're going to succeed, for instance, in bringing this concept and notion of health freedom back to America and fully engage it, we're going to have to deal with the stress just a wee bit better.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And that's what Adrenaline Nation is all about. I connect the dots, not just at the prescriptive level of take this herb or do this meditation and you'll feel better, but I show people how there's an interrelationship between the type of stress-related care that we get, the limitations of our current healthcare system, and how the policies that are being implemented at the government level and some of the factors in our society all interrelate to limit the ability of the average American to alleviate their chronic stress.
Well, and it's hugely needed because so much of our country is still shrouded and clouded and intoxicated by a psychiatric, let's say, drug-induced stupor. If it's not the fluoride in the water, it's the fluoride in the Prozac. And there are a lot of psyops.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. And one of our colleagues in the health freedom and human potential movement, Deepak Chopra calls that very aptly the hypnosis of social conditioning. People thinking that this everyday stress-filled life that we have is somehow normal. And what in Adrenaline Nation, I show people that there's a lot of things that you, the individual American citizen, have control over, and you can empower yourself with information and resources to alleviate some of that stress that has been inflicted on you.
So if we're looking to address this, I've talked about in my lectures all the time, I talk about stress, and it's not just physiological, although a lot of people overlook the physiological toxins as stressors. We can talk about certainly emotional stress, political stress, economic stress, stressors on all levels of existence. Do you encompass that in the entire Adrenaline Nation discussion?
Absolutely. In the first chapter, I define or present my definition of what stress is, taking from a number of different sources in the healthcare, the psychological research, the business fields. And I create a qualitative descriptive model called the stress stack, which includes a lot of the things that you just mentioned. I divide them into the dietary influences, the foods and beverages that cause stress, the lifestyle influences, things like lack of sleep, driving in traffic jams, the list goes on and on and on. What I call the cognitive filter, which is the psychological component, the prism through which we view the world. The nutritional gap, the difference between what our bodies get and what they need to mount a healthy stress response. You mentioned toxic influences, and I talk about that as well. And I also talk about the trigger factor. That's the factor that may be that one seminal event, the loss of a job or the death of a spouse, maybe an automobile accident, that starts that slide down into over ill health, but it's underlaid by a high chronic stress load that typically is carried for quite a long time.
Yeah, that's a stunning thing you just brought up, because many people don't realize how many tragic events follow a so-called tragic accident that you recover from. In other words, you're going along apparently swimmingly, or what you perceive to be, you seem to be fine, you're not aware of major issues. Suddenly you have a fall, a car accident, something, and you're alive and fine afterwards, but then suddenly followed up 2 weeks later by a massive heart attack or stroke, and people don't understand how that plays out and how it relates to stress.
Well, that's absolutely right. And the underlying causative factor of that, Robert, is that the average American tends to think linearly about their health. They look at the last thing that happened and say, well, that must have been the causative factor. And we see that across our healthcare system and as it extends into the legal system when people are held liable for certain things. And what's unfortunate is that really we should be looking at this problem of chronic stress systemically, looking at all of the factors that I bring out in the stress stack and saying, you know, I can't just point to one thing and say that's the problem. And part of the reason that that kind of thought process is so prevalent in America is that in our healthcare system in particular, we take a magic bullet approach. We say, here, take this pill, have this surgery, have this radiation treatment, and you're going to be fine. And nothing could be further from the truth.
We're talking to Peter McCarthy. He's the author of a new book called Adrenaline Nation. Adrenaline Nation. I'm sure nobody has anything to do with that. Everybody does. Everybody's under stress, and it's a fascinating look at all of the things that are contributing to our stressed out scenario, adrenal burnout, etc. Peter also has a doctorate in a traditional naturopathy from Trinity College of Natural Health from back in 2003, nationally board certified in 2005. He's the CEO of AHI Productions, which launched the first television network devoted to natural health and green living, and is chair of the Texas Health Freedom Coalition. Peter, you do a lot for health freedom, and we appreciate you well beyond even the book, which I'm thrilled to bring out here, Adrenaline Nation. And I'm thinking we should turn this Adrenaline Nation into a cannabis nation. We'd all be a lot more relaxed.
Well, that's certainly one of the ways that we could do that. And I would mention to our audience that the book is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If you buy it, please do leave a review. You'll see that there are a lot of positive reviews from a lot of Robert's and my friends. Mm-hmm. Also, join my community at adrenaline-nation.com, and you can download a free stress assessment for yourself. But yes, you're absolutely right. We need to take a broad-based approach in looking at all of the options that are available to help us alleviate stress. Some of them are very simple. For example, don't skimp on your sleep. We've been hearing for decades that you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night, but with all of the entertainment options we have available, some people will wind up staying up late in the night on their computer, on their video game, watching late night TV. And all of those things cumulatively over time add to the stress load that we carry day to day.
Well, yes, that's we talk about the EM frequency interference, and that's an added burden that didn't exist in at least recorded history, certainly like we're all suffering from now, that even when you turn off, and hopefully everybody does this at night, you turn off the wireless router in your house at the very, very least, and you please don't sleep with your cell phones next to your head having them turned on. Shut it down, please. That's another aspect of this, and how far are you able to mention that? Because that's something that no one ever had to write about before the late 20th, now early 21st century.
That's right. And that's one of the things that I mentioned very prominently in Chapter 3 of Adrenaline Nation, which is very aptly titled A Day at the Office. We have a pervasive exposure to various electromagnetic fields from our computers, from our routers, from our cell phones. And your advice is very well taken from the standpoint of minimize to the extent that you can exposure to those kinds of stressors. Because when you stack them on top of all of these other stressors that we experience day in and day out in American society, it adds up to what ultimately becomes an unsustainable chronic stress burden. And that's when we fall into overt illness.
Yeah, exactly. And we realize we can't control for every aspect of it. But if you can somehow move away from these things, you'll be much, much more healthy and much more better able to deal with stress. One of the things, Peter, and you know this as a naturopath, that helps us to deal with stress, because there's always going to be that. Life is stress on some level. Even positive stress is stress. It is this, we overlook it in the West too, but the health of the liver. The liver, the basis point of detoxification and so many 500 plus known functions and more that we don't know. And yet in the West, we abuse it like there's no other organ to abuse.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I mentioned that detoxification is certainly one of the ways in which we can alleviate our stress load when I talk about that in Adrenaline Nation. The liver is so important. And part of the reason that we in Western society ignore that is that we detach our minds from the rest of our bodies, and we've developed this collective mindset that we can somehow eat, drink, or smoke anything we want, and as long as my medical doctor has just the right pill, surgery, or procedure, we can go back to doing what we're doing, which in many cases is a self-destructive lifestyle. And so taking care of your liver and making sure that it is able to adequately detoxify is one of the things that you really need to focus on.
Well, and we do that, of course, every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We try to alleviate your stress, sometimes with absurdity and humor, pointing out these news stories, but also bringing to you the good information that is being revealed by friends of mine, including Peter McCarthy. He's on with us now, new book, Adrenaline Nation. All the links are up to the book, to Peter's website as well, everything we've mentioned here at robertscottbell.com in the show notes today. Stand by. We're going to go deeper into the Adrenaline Nation when we return from this break. Say thanks to those who are thanking us for being on the air and helping us to continue on. All the sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we appreciate them. Back with Peter McCarthy after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in the health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Adrenaline Nation, are you hyped up? Are your adrenals burnt out? Is your thyroid following suit? What can you do about it? The book, Adrenaline Nation, Peter McCarthy addresses this and more. And he's with us right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Peter, was there a seminal event in your life that said, man, I got to write the book? Because a lot of people have written about stress and such. So how did you take a different angle? What jumped out at you?
Well, I think the common denominator, Robert, throughout my personal and professional life was seeing people that I either live with as family members, excuse me, or worked with on the job, first as a B-52 pilot and commander in the military, and then as a commercial airline captain, watching them suffer for what I eventually learned to be stress-related problems and or over illnesses. And as I became a naturopath and became board certified, my focus really honed down to the whole problem of stress management, because that underlays so many problems that people have in this country with their health. Mm-hmm. And it was that common denominator that went through several decades of my life that really caused me to delve into the research material on stress and ultimately to write the book and to help people connect the dots in a way that hasn't been done before, so that they can see all the pieces of the puzzle, that it's not just, oh, I'm drinking too much coffee or I'm not getting enough sleep. Gee, it's maybe my workplace. Maybe it's the environment created by my company. Maybe it's the electromagnetic environment that we talked about earlier.
Right.
It can be any number of things. And what I wanted to do with Adrenaline Nation in presenting this all this information was to create for people as complete a picture as I possibly could about all of the factors impacting their chronic stress load, but equally important, what are some of the things they can do to empower themselves to take responsibility and now do something about that problem.
I tell you what, not only is it a first to have you on the show, and I'm certainly glad to have you on board, but I believe, you know, I've had a flight surgeon on. Of course, I've had Ron Paul on over the years. I've had an astronaut on, a guy who wrote a book about the danger of cholesterol-lowering medications. I've never had a B-52 pilot on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How cool is that?
Well, thank you for that. It was part of the professional environment that ultimately led me to be having this conversation with you today. And believe me, during the time that I was serving as a B-52 pilot, which was during the Cold War, the stress load that crew members withstood 1 week out of every three being on nuclear alert to be able to deliver a response no later than 15 minutes notice.
You talk about that
kind of stress can wear on you as well.
I'm just thinking not many people have been through that kind of stress very directly like you have. And, of course, how many B-52 pilots do you know of became naturopaths?
I'm the only one, as far as I can tell at this point.
Yeah, you are the only one. You're one of a kind. And we're, again, exceptionally glad to know you. Just go back to the B-52 to let everybody know from the pilot perspective. You know, they had these monster-type flying machines. Some were propeller planes, some were jets. Where does this fall in with what you were doing on the B-52s?
Well, the B-52 is still in the active inventory in the Air Force. It's a 160-foot-long airplane, jet-powered airplane with a 185-foot wingspan, and it has an unrefueled range of over 12,000 miles. What that translates into
Incredible.
On a regular basis for crew member stress is that you can fly these airplanes for an exceptionally long time, and if you in-flight refuel, which is typically the case, you can, for example, as they did at the beginning of Gulf War I, fly over 34-hour missions and
wow.
be able to cross the globe in one airplane without landing to refuel. So the airplane is an exceptionally versatile platform. It delivers a wide variety of weaponry, and as I said, it's still in service today. The last, I believe, 76 or so are still serving our country.
Incredible.
Go ahead.
Peter, I just you're in a unique position, perhaps, to help those in service. I just met somebody yesterday who was in reserves, and he's still in active duty. He goes back and out into combat situations, and the stress. We talked about the stress that our combat soldiers and veterans are in and are going through or have been through, and I mentioned how disastrous it is that the armed forces, or let's just say whoever's responsible, the VA system after they come back to deal with PTSD and other things, focal points pretty much on psychiatric drugging. Even if they try to do talk therapy, these soldiers, these veterans are so toxic due to experimental vaccines, exposures to other munitions, even radioactive materials and depleted uranium. Have you reached out to your fellow vets and active duty service personnel to help them as well?
Well, I've talked to a number of them over the years in various capacities, as not so much as an active duty service person, of course, but later on during my stint in the airlines when I was earning my naturopathic degree. And as you might well expect, I flew with a lot of my fellow veterans.
Yes.
In the Boeing 737, where I logged all of my airline time. And I was able to help quite a few of them from the standpoint of at least pointing them in the right direction to be able to get more information or making specific recommendations to them. I also work here in Austin, Texas, where I live. I interface regularly with some of the other holistic stress management folks here. One of them, a man by the name of Bob Deschner, has formed a group that helps returning vets with an immersive kind of stress management therapy using holistic health modalities.
Nice.
And he's had great success, so much so that he and his team were invited down to Brooke Army Medical Center to demonstrate what they can do. And apparently the authorities down there were quite impressed. So, you know, we're starting to reach out and percolate through society and be able to help those people like veterans, maybe some of the 9/11 first responders, I hope, that are going to need this kind of care on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, I'd like that. And I'd like to connect with your friend there eventually. Maybe you can hook us up. We can do an interview on their methods and techniques.
Sure, I'd love to do that. I'll put you in touch with him.
That would be awesome. Listen, you know, we're in. If anybody loves health freedom like we do, like Peter does, you know we respect immensely Dr. Congressman Ron Paul. He's retiring. He was also in the Air Force and has done so much. And our goal would be to bring the troops home, to have them genuinely in a constitutional defensive posture or position rather than being overseas policing the world for unknown reasons. In many cases, no declaration of war. How do you know when you won? You never win. It's perpetual. And we want to acknowledge the role of the military in a constitutional perspective, just like our immune system. It's necessary for survival. But if we overexhaust and always have our immune system on, eventually it depletes to the point of initially autoimmunity, but then it exhausts itself. Then we're ripe for cancer or other things we have no defense against. And I liken that physiologically and emotionally as well as politically. And as the nation goes, we have become weaker because we're everywhere and we never get a chance to rest and recover.
Well, you know, rest and recovery is really one of the things that is virtually ignored in our society in terms of dealing with chronic stress. And I can't begin to tell you the number of people who, when I tell them that that's a part of the process, say, well, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to do it sooner or later.
Yeah.
You're either going to do it at a point in your life where you have the ability to recover, or your body is going to make you do that, and probably in much more dire circumstances, dealing most likely with some kind of chronic and degenerative illness. And when you look at the statistics, we realize that we have really not made a dent in that in over half a century. We still have heart disease, cancer, neurodegenerative disorders, and now adult onset diabetes, which is the fastest growing of the chronic and degenerative illnesses in this country. They're all up there at the top of the list. We haven't made a dent, despite what the conventional medical establishment tells us. And the reason is we're not willing to take that time to rest and recuperate at a point where we can recover our bodies instead of having to restore them at a later date with much more expensive and potentially toxic modalities in the conventional medical system.
Well, the medical perspective is immature, and I will say that in terms of they ignore what should be obvious and apparent to anybody with a degree, which they basically are not using the sense God may have given them, because they ignore what you've just said. Even if they acknowledge it and pay lip service to it, they say, hey, no problem, you don't need to rest, we'll give you this drug, keep you going. And I'm sure that happens in the military. No downtime is allowed. We'll give you this. We want the super soldier. Eventually, the adrenals burn out, hence the adrenaline nation, the stress hormones wiping you out. The thyroid overacts and underacts, and it's one thing after another, the cascade, till crisis occurs. And this is, of course, politically what Ron Paul's message has been, economically, etc. We're going to have to come back home because we won't be able to afford to support the troops being everywhere. And so the warning is if we don't pay attention, then we'll have no defense at all.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And I think that's one of the prime messages in Adrenaline Nation. I call it a wake-up call for a stressed-out America. We really have to start taking a broader perspective and looking at every aspect of our societal structure and make adjustments where necessary. We don't have to live this way on a daily basis. We can change that if we decide to. We have the power to do that. And it's the personal empowerment factor that I think is most important, not only within the context of alleviating chronic stress, but also, and the two are intertwined, being able to ensure that we have the freedom to choose the types of stress-related care that we want to choose instead of having them imposed on us by a top-down medical pharmaceutical insurance complex.
Oh, absolutely. And one that only necessitates more government intervention, wrongly so, but it kind of it feeds on itself. And so the argument is that, oh, we can't afford it. Why can't we afford it? Because there's no freedom in the system. There's no ability for naturopaths like you in most states to hang their shingle and say, I'm competing with UM deities. And that's another big part of this problem. But we got the correction. We got the healing power. And I'm glad you're here to remind everybody that the power to heal is theirs, just as we do every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's certainly been a pleasure talking with you today, and it was great seeing you again at the National Health Freedom Congress. Keep up the good work. You know, we've got a lot to do, but we've got a lot of staunch allies out there, and you have many of them on your show, that I think as long as we continue to persist at the goal, at the objective,
yes,
we're going to be successful ultimately.
Absolutely. And Peter McCarthy has a website, Peter M. McCarthy, with two C's, and I've got it linked up in the show notes so you don't have to get lost finding it. It's there, including a number of videos that Peter has put out you can watch, and we'll look forward to more about the launch of the network as well.
All right. Thank you much, Robert. We'll keep you posted, and sure do appreciate having me on the show today.
All right, everybody, go out and get Adrenaline Nation before you're too wiped out to do so. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this three times a year, so you need to act now. Buy three packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months' supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. Getthetea.com. And tell them Ronnie sent you.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love,
call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a holistic nurse in the house? Hello, Don, are you there? Hello! Hello, it's the Queen!
Wow, you do that very well.
I had to squeeze things. I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Are you wearing a cute little hat and carrying a purse for theatrical effect while you do that?
I just jumped out of a helicopter with James Bond, and now I need a holistic nurse.
Oh, that was cool. You got to admit, that was cool with the opening set. I think between that and Mr. Bean,
yeah,
those two things were pretty impressive.
Did you see the, UFO that went across the sky? That's the mystery now. That's been going around.
I did not.
This donut hat-shaped UFO. Anyway, I can't get to the bottom of that. I don't know. I think it was a GMO UFO. No doubt about that. Hey, thanks to Peter McCarthy, by the way, for dropping in on Adrenaline Nation. Great book, great guy. Gabriel Kaplan-Meyer is with us earlier today, of course, talking about kitchen classrooming with kids, especially those that have been vaccine damaged. Great work she's doing, as all the super moms out there, the warrior moms. You know who you are. We love you and appreciate you. And thanks as well to Liam Sheff. That special deal is going to go on Thursday and Friday, 30% off official stories. Get ready for that. Plan accordingly. Go on that shopping spree. But this Queen story is amazing as we wrap up today's show. The Queen wants a holistic nurse. Who knew that the Queen had to slum with Craigslist to find this, though? This is kind of interesting. Royal medical appointments usually discreet, though. But
all right, it wasn't Craigslist.
It wasn't Craigslist?
That would have been interesting.
Well, how did they? Well, where would she put an ad out for a holistic nurse then?
It was on the Royal website.
The Royal website?
Yes.
The Royal website?
I believe that is hello.gov.
hello.uk.gov. The Royal website. Well, the part-time nurse is expected to develop, monitor, and manage an effective and competent level of holistic nursing care to the royal household, guests at royal functions, and at times, the royal family in residence, according to the Daily Telegraph. Listen, they're cheap, though. 20-hour-a-week position pays only $25,000-$26,000 a year. Now, it looks like they're listing it in U.S. dollars, not pounds.
Right.
So that's not a lot. It doesn't go very far in London, unless you're given a free room and board, which maybe that's considered there as well.
Yeah, very interesting. The qualifications, you know, she's looking in, apparently for somebody who's had 15 years of experience, first aid, cardiopulmonary resuscitation skills, occupational health service experience for 5 years, and whatever a wide range of clinical nursing skills is.
Sponge baths. The Royal Sponge Bath.
Yes.
Now, this might be something. Maybe we have some holistic nurses out there that want to live with the royal family. Maybe we got it out there. We didn't have a phone number, but we certainly got the link up. Maybe you can go to the hello.uk.gov and see if they'll hire an American.
Interesting. One of the things they say here is that they're required to work closely with and take advice and guidance from the apothecary to the royal household.
Which, by the way, is very holistic. They use homeopathic medicine. They use herbals. No. They use plant medicinals, botanicals. And it's a very important thing. Prince Charles, no matter what you can say about his years, the guy's been a great defender of organic non-GMO food. Even though he might be a lizard person, we don't know. But beyond that, he's very supportive of homeopathic medicine, as has the royal family had homeopathic physicians in their employ almost ever since there's been homeopathy. So they're not all bad, okay? Be nice to the Queen. She wants a holistic nurse.
Yeah, well, kind of impressive. I mean, like you said, they have supported things of that nature for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I wish they had like a gold medal in healing, though. That would be a cool kind of a holistic Olympic kind of
thing. Yeah, but how would the event go? How would you do that exactly?
Well, I mean, the patients that don't die were obviously treated holistically. There, you give out the medals to whoever's left.
You bring out people, a bunch of people in the field and have homeopaths and allopathic doctors working at the same time. And if the patient dies, then you lose or what?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you could do it something like simple, like with stubbed toes, because we don't want to go any further than that. We don't need to cause any undue suffering. But you know that the ones that use Neosporin are not going to meddle, right? The ones that use the Sovereign Silver First Aid, you know, by definition and virtue of the name Sovereign Silver, they get the Sovereign Silver Medal. The gold medal may be the Manuka honey guys from New Zealand, right? The Maoris. Okay. They're going to use the Manuka honey.
Manuka, not Makuna.
Not Makuna honey. Yes, the Manuka honey. Hey, now that's a great deal. Let's do the holistic Olympics. Of course, we'll have to call it something else because anytime you use the word Olympics, they sue you, even though they're not. Actually, the athletes are probably pretty holistic, and they would know about Arnica Montana for their sore muscles. At least I would hope that, right. that they would. So, anyway, well, that about wraps up today's Robert Scott Bell Show on the Olympic Edition. Thanks again to all our wonderful guests. All I ask that you do is say thanks to those who support us here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Give a listen to the archives anytime, day or night. Give us a call anytime, day or night at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is where we remind you, and so does the Queen, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.